This is at 90 words a minute. Passage A. The measure of post-war changes in French farming may be summed up by two sets of statistics. In 1946, there were fewer than 50,000 tractors on French farms. Today, there are over 800,000. Agricultural production is up by a third in the last 12 years. At the end of the last century, one in every three Frenchmen worked on the land. Today, that proportion is nearer one in five, and in a few years, it is likely to be one in six. Each year, over 100,000 young men and women desert the land and come crowding into the big cities in search of a job in industry. They see no future for themselves on the land. Many of the farms in France have less than 20 acres of land, and life is primitive. The people who are working to change the farming methods of France are young farmers who realize that there will be no prosperity for them until farms are enlarged and are made into workable units. They advocate pensions for the older farmers to enable them to retire in comfort and dignity and free their land for the young. Slowly, with difficulty, and at considerable cost, the French government is beginning to do the many things which young farmers require. France possesses nearly half the farmland owned by all the common market countries put together. With rich soils and varying climates, she can grow good wheat in the north and the southwest, rice in the south, fruit and early vegetables in the central areas, produce beef and butter in the northeast, and wine in many regions. With an agriculture that is already efficient in many areas, government policy will make farming in France still more efficient. With fewer agricultural workers, the country will produce more and more. There is no stopping the process, say officials of the Ministry of Agriculture. Under the plan, agricultural production will increase by 4.5% a year. The French government is budgeting on being able to export in a few years' time thousands of tons of wheat and meat.